The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot. Amen. Ben Jamie, Ben Esther. We begin today's daf on Kufi Amud Vishon up to Ba'e Rabbi El Azar. How many lines is that down? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 lines down. Ba'e Rabbi El Azar. We continue questions regarding Parim HaNisrafim. Ba'e Rabbi El Azar. Parim Usayrim HaNisrafim. Shiyats Uvehazru. They went out of the Azara, let's say before the Zirikat Adam. So we say they become Pasul. But then you brought them back in. They went back into the Azara. Which means you fixed it. You brought it back in. The Hazru Mahu. What's going to be the deen? Once it leaves the Azara, so the law is, basically, we learned in the Mishnah, the people that are dealing with it, even before it becomes Pasul, let's say it's a regular one for a second. People that are dealing with the Parim, they begin to become Timi'im. Oh, but now you brought it back in. So what do we say? What's the deen? What's the question? Mi amrinam kevan de nafke lehu ittame lehu. Once it went out, so therefore the people that were carrying became tameh. Or dema kevan de hadur. Hadur. Since it came back. And therefore those people that carried it, their clothes do not become tameh. It's like it never went out. I want to know the clothes of those people. When they brought it out, their clothes became tameh. According to the opinion of the Mishnah that says when you take it out, it becomes tameh b'yitziyah, begadim. But now what? They brought it back in. So well, it's maybe do over. Nothing happened. They begadim back to where it was because eventually it went back in. And the new guys that take it out will become tameh. That is the Gemara's question. I explained the question to you. Tumat begadim is the sheila. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mammal. Okay, now we have to understand the Gemara over here is going to give answers. The answers are vague answers. You need to understand exactly what the Gemara's kavana behind these answers are. Let's get the answer first. Amar Rabbi Amar Tashema. Hayu sovlim oto otam bemotot. Our Mishnah used to carry it out with poles. Harishonim yatzu chosachomat azara. If let's say the first guys took it outside the Azara, Acharonim lo yatzu, Harishonim sheyatzu chosachomat azara mitameim begadim, v'acharonim em mitameim begadim ad sheyitzu. That's like Bifurush Mishnah. The two guys that went out, they become tameh begadim. The two guys that are still inside, they close enough to become tameh till they actually go out. So the Gemara has a proof. The Gemara sees a proof in this. Where do you see a proof in this case in the Mishnah where they went back inside? All you see is two out, two is in. So it says, "V'hisal kadatach kevan denafkelihu itamu." If you're going to tell me that what they become tameh when they go, even if they're coming back inside, hanach diika gavai litameh. The guys inside should become tameh. Which is, if you assume that when you come back, you're still tameh, so therefore the guys that are still inside should become tameh right now. And the fact that you told me the guys that are inside remain tahor must be when you come back inside, you're tahor. What is the ra'ya from that? I told you it's vague, the ra'ya. So before I should explain like this, which means, what brings the tum'ah? The part itself, when you bring it out, makes the tum'ah on the guy. Exactly. What do I care where you're standing anymore? It's not the people that bring the tum'ah, it's the part that brings the tum'ah. Once the part goes out, everybody involved should become tameh. It's not the people, it's the pot. Oh, but the Mishnah doesn't say that. Mishnah says that the people that are inside remain tahor. Sarich lomar shatamu mishum shehazarat tebeima la'azar mevatel the tumah. Must be because it's not conclusive yet at this point. Because really, if they would walk back inside, it would mevatel the tumah. That's why the guys inside are still tahor. Oh, so from the fact that the Mishnah says the guys inside still tahor must be that since the pot itself is not conclusively bringing tumah yet, how you can mevatel it? Oh, so from the fact that we said that tahor must be. That's because if it wasn't like that, if the deen wasn't, when you go back inside, it's still tameh. So the guys in such a mitzvah from the inception. Once it went out, that's the Gemara's raya. Because guys, make sense. If you're going after the animal, what do I care? What do I care where you're standing now? The animal went outside. You guys should become tameh. Unless you say that even this animal, if it went back inside, it become tahor again. Oh, so therefore these guys are still da'adera. So that's why they're tahor. So comes the Quran says, no, you have no raya. Amar avina v'tizbira. Which means, could you bring a raya from that? Haba'inan v'achar yavo ila machane v'leka. Which is the reason why it says in the Mishnah that these guys are tahor, is because the Pasuk says, the guys that left the Azara, generally, everybody left the Azara, let's say. They become tameh, the begadim become tameh. So it says they have to go to the mikveh, purify themselves, and then they come back into the azara. V'halkach yavo ila mahane. They come back into the mahane, which is the azara. Which means you have to have a scenario where you're able to return back into the azara. You have to fulfill the words of the pasuk. Since these guys never left, they cannot fulfill the pasuk. V'hal yavo ila mahane. It's a different reason. Which means the reason why the guys inside remain betahara is because you cannot be fulfilling the mitzvah of ahar yavo ila machane, and therefore that's the reason why the deen in the Mishnah is as such, and therefore nimsa shemash she'elu b'toch hazar inam tamim em shum ra'ya legebe b'ma shesem azav lachar mekech hazar aleh. Which means you have no ra'ya in a case where the animal left and it came back. Oh, so you have no ra'ayat from the case where they're actually staying in the azara. So there's a new reason why. The guys who are staying in the azara, the reason why they don't become tameh, because they never have an ability to return to the azara. Because they have to return. So since that cannot apply to them, so therefore you have no ra'ayat. Ela rabil azar, hechi ba'ayelis. And what was his question? What was his question? Same question. Why is the question change? For some reason, this is a very hard gemara. For some reason,
question changes
that. Yeah, so what's the Bilazar's question? His question is the same question. We have no answer. His question changed? So look what he says here. He says, Nereshim mefareshet kushyat gemara kach. Ka'et la'achat shepanet shechidit shusam mitash yitavu endai bikash bimant tetsi ma'azara. Yasrik api amur bepasu shem nusim yasun yitzu. Mislamid oma she'etzem ma'aseh utzame ma'azar hu zesh metemet nuseha. Which means, once you're telling me that goes after the animal, and what's the pshat? Goes after the animal, and once they go out, they have to go. Now that it's shayach for them to fulfill the pasuk of they'll return to the machane after they clean their clothes. So it's the mistabir. What you saying? It goes after the animal. So therefore, for sure, once the animal goes out, it's tameh, even if you brought it back inside. Because the pasuk, once the animal goes out, let's see that inside again. Nireish mefalish kushit gemara kaet. For the bema, for the people to become tameh, and I become tameh. It's not enough that the bema goes out. Correct? Because they have to go out so they can come back. So what you tell me, Mr. Bilo, what's the tumah that goes on the guy? By carrying the bema outside, that brings tumah. Velo mishum shenesiatahi chelik betalicha serefa. Shkem mizit shtirichat tulet et yitziat hanoseh. Maswa shatumah tulet b'maaseh ha'adam v'lo betalicha serefa tapar. V'imken en shum sefra lomar sh'azra ha'bema l'azit t'batel tumah to shenosah. Shkir etzim otsaatu ha'bema mazeh hu maaseh gurim b'ta tumah. No, which means they want to say at this point, no, the etzim bring the animal out, not even continuing the process. You brought it out, the tumah goes on the person. And that tumah is going to stay on the person conclusively. Also, what was the question of the rabbi then? The rabbi had a question. Rabbi al-Azhar. Originally, we understood the question is that, well, they went out, they come back in. No, no. They go out, they become tamei. That's not a question. How they come back doesn't matter. The etzim yitziyah is the sheila. Is pashut that they're going to become tamei even if they come back in. Also, what was this question then? This question is a new question. Kegon dinikiti le bakolse. Okay, what does bakolse mean? Long crooked sticks. Lehar shehuzera bemala azara. Okay, what happened? Guys went out. What happens when they go out? They become the clothes become tameh. They come back in. I don't care. They left already their tameh. It's over. Okay, now what happened? New guys came, and they took these long crooked sticks, and they stuck it into the azara, and they were standing outside the azara. And they held the behemah.
Who is
it? The animals in the azara. We have no question. When they left the azara, they become tameh. I don't care if they came back. These guys left now. They went home. They closed the tameh. Once they left, you bring it back, the tumah doesn't go off. Now we have a new case we're asking on. They brought the animal back in. These two guys that became tameh walked away. Two guys outside the azara now with sticks. Crooked sticks, straight sticks. They stuck the sticks inside and are lifting now the animal. Aminat to take it out.
They're outside of that.
They are outside, the animal's inside. Al tum'atam shel elu be'ota sha'a. We're asking the tum'ah of these guys over here. What's the she'ela? Imikivan she'yatza be'ma ma'azara. Since this animal left already, the azara could be it's metamerim even before it goes out again. Because bottom line left already. So it could bring tum'ah. And therefore, the metameh. Mishum she'en yisit ha'pemir aliz ha'ad ha'azarata. Ulai kozman she'i ba'azara. Maybe when it's in the azara itself, call odis in the azara itself, it cannot put a new tumah on somebody else until it goes out again. Od pam. And give us a tikkun on that. No? No, but it is a tikkun. There's no answer on that yet. Nobody doesn't answer that question. Why is that the crooked sticks? I don't know. So I don't know why the crooked sticks. They don't want to go in the azara if they don't. If they stick their hands in, they're in the azara.
Then there's reason to say when they bring it out, they're going to be
coming. Then the hands are, they're not touching the animal itself. They're touching the stick. The stick's holding the animal. The question is, does that animal itself exude tumah on them? Because it left already. Since it left, so therefore, I don't care about that. Oh, no. Once it's back in the azara itself, she's linked up by the people that took it out and brought it back in. Once you went out, you're tameh. Finished. And you brought it back in, it doesn't go off. We're talking about new guys. They never took it out. But the animal was brought out. Oh, animal was brought out. Or do you say no? When it's still in the azara, it cannot exude a new tumah on somebody else. And the Gemara leaves it in a
Gemara continues. That's parim and istafim. That's the laws of the parim that are burnt. Para aduma is talking about the sa'ir mishtalayah. That's the sa'ir of Kippur, of Azazel. Hamishalayah, amen. The one that sends the sa'ir to Azazel, as-surfan, or the one that burns the paradumah, the one that burns the parim and israfim, v'amotzi'an, the one that takes it outside the azara, mitameh begadim. So their clothes become tameh, v'hen atzman en mitameh'in begadim. Which means they themselves are not mitameh. Other begadim, the begadim on them become tameh, but they themselves, meaning the behemot themselves, do not metameh other garments. They only have the ability to metameh the person and his garments, but they're not metameh others. V'en atzman en metameim begadim, which is not metameh people nor begadim. Avam metameim ochlin umashki. But the Gemara says the animals themselves are metameh foodstuff. דברי רבי מאיר וחמים אומרים פרה ופרים מטמאים אוכלים ומשקים דפרה אדומה נפרים נשרפים דמטמא אוכלים ומשקים סעיר המשתלח היינו מטמא בת סעיר המשתלח כנפי מטמא שהרי שהוא חי it's alive והחי אינו מטמא אוכלים ומשקים it's alive that they have the ability to מטמא anything with that man only a human being is מטמא when he's alive. But an animal is not with Tameh when he's alive. According to the Bimir, we understand his logic. Why the Sa'ir HaMishtaleyach is with Tameh Ochlin HaMashkin? This is talking about over here, if let's say a sheretz falls on something. So the sheretz is 8 sheretzim that are abatumah. So Torah says, "Al kol zera zeruah." For example, it fell on seeds that are edible seeds. So the Gemara said, "What does it say in the Torah?" It's mekabel tumah. The sheretz is metameh the seeds. So the Gemara says, "Ma zera'im she'en sufam litameh tumah hamura." That means, what is special about the zera'im, these foodstuff, these items? They'll never be metameh tumah hamura, which means they'll never reach the level of abatumah. Food cannot be abatumah. Food could receive from an abatumah, but cannot become abatumah. So the Gemara says, "Ma zera'im she'en sufam litameh tumah hamura uslichi nechsher." But before they become tamed, they need to be prepared, which is one of the 7 mashkim need to fall on it in order to prepare it to receive the tumah. Af kol she'en sofam nitamed tumah hamura sidichi nechsher. So to the rulers, any type of food that's not sofo, the kabel tumah hamura, the tamed tumah hamura, so therefore needs a hechsher. That's what we're learning it from the pasuk of Zera Zerua. From Zera Zerua we learn. An item that's not mekabel, that does not receive abatumah, so it doesn't receive abatumah, so it needs a hechsher. So to every item that doesn't receive abatumah needs a hechsher. Yatsta, nevlat of tahor, but nevlat of tahor, that's a nevela of a kosher bird. Shesofa litame tumah hamura, eventually it'll be tumah hamura when the guy eats it. When the guy eats a kezayit of a nevelat of tahor in his beta bili'ah, it already is able to be metameh the person. Right now it's not metameh. When he puts it in his mouth and swallows it, beta bili'ah, sofo litameh tumah hamura, so ein sidicheh hechsher. Therefore it does not need a hechsher. Because since it's metameh betumah hamura, it does not need a hechsher. And therefore, when Yamalah is going to say the same thing, that according to the Bimi'ir, the Sa'ida Mishtalayah, since it's able to be metameh, the person took it out, the person that took out the Sa'id, we said he becomes tameh him and his begadim, so it does not need a hechsher, and therefore it'll be metameh. Ochlin umashkin. Since eventually the Sa'ida Mishtalayah is metameh the person, so for litameh tumah hamura, so therefore has to be metameh the person. Look at the metameh ochlin umashkin. It has to be prepared with water, with the 7 mashkin. The 7 liquids have to fall on it. The 7 liquids have to fall on it before it can become tameh. Yad shahadam. For example, the food cannot become tameh, the item until water was on it first. Once water was on, that was mukshal lekabel tumah. But if it was dry and never became wet, even if the sheretz falls on it, it doesn't become tameh. Nothing, it doesn't become anything. Not mekabel tumah. Tezek sheretz becomes a rishon. Whatever, from avat tumah becomes, if sheretz falls on it, becomes a rishon. But now the question is like this. The question is like this. Look at Rashi. Look at the second line in Rashi. Kedetana de Rabbi Ishmael. Ma zera'im she'en sofam litameh tumah hamura. Right. Mizera'im kegon adam ubegadim. Correct. They cannot be metameh adam ubegadim. Because only an avatum'ah can be metameh adam ubegadim. So a zera will never become an avatum'ah. וסליחי מכשד, דבר מכשדים לקבל תומה, כגון נתינת מים, ומגע שרץ. Right. It needs to be prepared to receive the tumah. It's not tameh on its own. It needs to receive the water on it, and then the sheretz has to touch it. On its own, it's not. Not tameh. אף כל שאין סופו לתמה כגון, שאר אוכלים. Right, like other אוכלים as well. Other אוכלים do not receive, they're not considered tumah חמורה. אבל הני פרה ופרים וסעיר ואיר וסופן לתמי אדם ובגדים so they can be לתמי אדם ובגדים that means they have a power of אבטומאה because they can be לתמי the person and the בגדים כגון המתעסקים בהם the people that are working with them אין סליחים מכשר תומאה הלכך מתמאו מחיים which means and therefore they'll be מתמא בחיים even though normally animals are not מתמא בחיים But the Gemara is mashma. You don't need a hechsher. It's metameh immediately. It's metameh right away. Even mechayim. So, however, Elalabanan, but according to the rabbis, the rabbis made a chiluk. The rabbi said, Para and Parim are metame ochlin umashkin. But Sa'ir amishtalaya is not metame. So Gemara say, Mimanafshach. They hold like Rabbi Ishmael that says something that eventually is going to be mitameh to mat hamura. It's tameh immediately. If it's tameh immediately, so it's tameh even mechayim, even the seder mishtalayah. He led to afilu parah uparim v'inalan. And if it's not so, if you don't know Rabbi Ishmael, so even parah and parim, what do I care if they're eventually going to become mitameh avatuma? They should not be mitameh tuma kochrim. How do you split it? If you hold like Rabbi Ishmael, so even say the Mishnah should be mitameh ochrim. If you don't hold like Rabbi Ishmael, even these other items should not be mitameh ochrim. So the Gemara says, "Ki ata Avdimi, when Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Amri b'Ma'arava, Tzrichim Ekshir Tum'ah v'Makom Acher." Which means you didn't understand Rabbi Ishmael correctly. We understood Rabbi Ishmael till now that anything that becomes that can become an avatuma eventually is metameh immediately. Metameh as is. So if we wanted to say the Sayyidah Mishtalayah or the Parim and all these things, since eventually can be metameh avatuma, it's metameh the guy who takes it out avatuma. So it was going to be metameh immediately, ukhlinu mashkim. So we wanted to say the same thing. For the Sayyidah Mishtalayah, since it can be metameh tuma hamura, when the guy takes it out, it's metameh adam abigadim, then it's metameh now as well. The Gemara says that's not the pshat. When he said his thing, it's tzrichim ekser tum'ah memakom acher. What is that? Look at Rashi. Amri b'ma'arava. Tzrichim ekser tum'ah memakom acher. Hadat ha'lebel b'Yishma'el. Hachi ka'amar. Kol she'en sofo letameh tum'ah hamura. For example, like food, tzrich ekser tum'ah memakom acher. She'igah b'sheretz o b'nebelah. Right, for it to become tameh, it's got to receive the tuma either from a sheretz or a nebela, the foodstuff. Ve'lo she'yitame'u me'elav. But right, until it becomes tameh, it's not tameh on its own. Aval misha sofol etameh tuma hamura, but something that eventually is going to become tameh tuma hamura, en sarich liga betuma. It doesn't need to be prepared, doesn't have to touch a tuma. It becomes tameh on its own. U'metameh tumat ochlin me'elav gom para uparim. Abal hazi the tumah miya be'alma be'ainan, but that's to be ra'ui to be tameh. Ve'lo ba'le hayim, d'rosh kahan be'emot ba'le hayim etameim. Which means, of course, he holds like Rabbi Ishmael. All Rabbi Ishmael was saying that a foodstuff is not tameh intrinsically. A foodstuff needs to become tameh from something else. Mashegan, something that's ra'ui to become an avatumah, it itself is tameh without it having to come in contact with something else first. It's tameh. On its own, it's not have a shade, it's touch it first for it to become tameh. Good. But it has to be something that's ra'ui to be mitameh. Ba'aleh ha'im is not ra'ui to be mitameh. Sa'ir ha'mishtaleh is ba'aleh ha'im. And therefore, to be the baran can make a chiluk between the para aduma and the parim nisrafim and the sa'ir ha'mishtaleh. That the other items, since they become avatuma, they themselves intrinsically don't need the hekshir. They become tameh itself. Masha'ekin say the mishtalayah, it cannot become tameh because you cannot be mitameh mechayim. That's the machlokin. Ba'ir Rabbi Elazar, parim usairim and israfim ma'ashi yitameu ochlinu mashkin bifnim kebachutz. Oh, now we have a new question. Parim and Nisrafim, when are they metameh? When you take them outside the Azara. So the Gemara's question is, are they going to be metameh ochlinu mashkin when they're still inside the Azara, before you took them out? Okay, what's the Sheila based on? Mechusar yitzi'ah kimchusar ma'aseh dameh olo. What is it missing when it's inside the Azara? You didn't take it outside yet. So do we say, not taking it outside is not considered anything. This is destined to go outside, it's like it's outside. Therefore, it can be mitameh even when it's in the azara. Or do you say no? It's missing a ma'aseh. You didn't take it outside yet. But al debaya dat pashtam mechosar yitzakim chosar ma'aseh dameh. It's simple. It is considered lacking a ma'aseh. And therefore, until you take it outside, it's not going to be mitameh. Next question. Aminei Rabbi Abba Bar Shmuel, Rabbi Chaya Bar Abba, Nivlat Of Tahol Rabbi Meir Maushi Yitameh Bekezayit. according to Rabbi Meir. What did we just say? We said chidush. We said something that shayach to become avatuma. For example, like a nevlat of tahor. When does the nevlat of tahor become avatuma? When the guy swallows it. So the Gemara wants to know. Now, normally, to be for foodstuff to become to be metameh, it's got to be the shura vei kabetza. That's normally got to be shura kabetza. But the Gemara is asking that maybe nevlat of tahor, even it'll be metameh the shura vei kezayit. Why should it be shura even less than the normal shiur? So it says the Kedashi nevlat of tahor metameh tuma hamura bebet bedi'ah bekezayit. That's for sure. It's metameh the guy himself bekezayit and bet bedi'ah. That's right. According to the rabbis, no, it has to be ra'ui for tumah. Just like the sa'ida mishtaleach has to be ra'ui for tumah since it's alive. It's not metameh. So too, a kezayit of food is not metameh. Aval le'inyan maga leka shi'ura bekezayit. El Rabbi Meir, the bar kotsu sofo letameh tumah hamura. אין צריך ראויה לטומאה. מהו שיתמא בכזית מאליה? He's according to Rabbi Meir. Then he learned that anything that's ראוי לקבל טומאה, טומאה חמורה, even if itself normally is not an item that's מטמא, for example, סעיד המשתלח. סעיד המשתלח מחיים is not מטמא normally. But he said, once it's ראוי, all the rules are off. Even in Sa'id Mishtaleach, so you're breaking the rules. So break the rules here also. Maybe tell me, normally food stuff needs to be a kabetzah. But here, since the Nivlat of Tahor goes bita b'di'ah, it's a kezayit, it's metameh avatumah, it's metameh the guy. So maybe also we'll say that in itself, because I can be metameh other food stuffs as well. Just like you told me that by the Sa'id Mishtaleach, even though it's alive, the only things that are alive, do not exude tumah. But you told me anything that shayach to avatuma can be metameh. So just like you said, the seir mishtaleh mechayim, you didn't care about it. So maybe break the rule here and say also that even a kezayit can be metameh. Normally the norm is kabetzah. Maybe by avatuma, kosher ha'uli kabeh avatuma when it's bebet eliyah. So maybe it's even when it's alone, there can be metameh other foodstuffs because even normally the shul is kabetzah. But maybe here by the blood of tahor, it's not uli kabeh tuma hamura. Now maybe my guy, if it touches, yeah, if it touches.
Eventually they're
going to
die, and they can put in
a nevelah. Therefore,
oh, is that
what kind of logic is this? Is that the law? Is that the law? Nevelah is metameh. Every nevelah is metameh. It is a law like that.
You're just saying.
We'll see. We're, for sure, we're saying it mechayim now by a sa'id mishtaleach. That's metameh the guy. That's metameh the guy. What is it? No animals are metameh b'chayim. What are you talking about? Sa'ir mishtaleh is metameh b'chayim. No, but sa'ir mishtaleh is metameh b'chayim. Now it's metameh b'chayim. The Adam u'begadim becomes tameh when he takes out the sa'ir mishtaleh. Before you kill, that's the Torah. No animals are metameh b'chayim. So the chadush is, since it's metameh b'chayim, because it's avatumah, it'll be metameh ochlin u'mashkin b'chayim. That's according to the Bimeir. So we're breaking the rules. Since you see Hamra of Avatumah over here, when Mechayim you see Avatumah, by Sira Mishtaleach, it's not the Ketuv. That's what it says. When the guy that brings it out is with Tameh, even though it's still alive. Oh, so for the Tameh Betumah Hamura, it's with Tameh Ochinu Mashkim. So just like you said in this case, even though by the way, and Rabbanan argue. Rabbanan say, no, it can't be Metameh Ochinu Mashkim. It's Metameh the guy, but it's not Metameh Ochinu Mashkim, because we don't see an animal that's alive, that's metameh uchlinu u'mashkin. Masha'in ke'as, the Gemara says, quite to be me'ir, why don't you say the same thing by Nivlat of Tahor? That since we see eventually it's going to become tameh in the guy's bita b'di'ah, but to'a hamura, so maybe we'll say that it'll be metameh even less than a kez, maybe less than a kabetza. Maybe even a kezai can be metameh uchlin, achayim. Where is this item? Where is the Nivlat of Tahor? So Gemara says, Timachta le'ara'a lo tevi'ilach. If it's still on the ground, meaning it's on the floor, we're not asking any questions. Which means, for sure, it's not going to be metameh. Because when it's still on the floor, it's not even close to becoming avatumah yet. It's only avatumah when it's in the... So it's on the floor still, no issue. Then I keep it pumeh, lo tevelach. If it's in his mouth, it's not going to... On the floor.
Exactly. If it's in his mouth, also not asking. Because then Vadai, it's not with a kabel, he's eating it already. Therefore, it's Avatuma. It's Avatuma already, in a kanameh. The kazayit, just like it's with kabel, Avatuma over here, if it touches other food stuff, it'll be metameh. That's the question. He's holding it in his hand. Meaning it's about to put it in his mouth. So the question is, mehusar, kereba, kerehusar, ma'aseh dameh, or no? Do you say all that's missing to become tameh is what? Bringing it closer to his mouth. Do you say bringing it closer because kim mehusar ma'aseh? Or do you say no, since the next step is to put it in his mouth, it's considered avatumah, so it's like avatumah now, and if could even be tameh, be ke zayit. So Yabara says, amar le, he answered him, mehusar kereba, lav kim mehusar ma'aseh dameh. That mechusar kereba, all it's missing is putting it in your mouth. It's not a mechusar maase, and therefore it's like it's tameh already now avatuma, and therefore the law is if it's tameh avatuma, can be metameh even less than a kabetza. Look at Rashi in the Amud Bei. Look at Rashi. Read Rashi. Rashi. The machta alara lo tevi'ilach. They lo metameh da'akat lo hugal esof tuma hamura. Right, when it's on the floor on the ground, the it never even got yet to tuma hamura. Who said anybody's going to eat it? It's on the floor. Then I cut the pume, the ima yochli machayim, the tuch pivi, he has other food in his mouth and he's chewing on it. Of course, we'll say it's mitameh bekezayin. Because already he's about to swallow it. Mitameh deha, he gyal it to bahamura, bai shura. Kiti vela, what are we asking? When it's in his hand. Oh, when it's in his hand, it's in his mouth or not. Ibrah says, mechusar kiriban, laf ki mechusar madedama, and therefore it's considered already at this point like it's avatuma. Therefore, as he builds the mitameh, even with a shura vei kezayin. What do you mean? We have a question. There's 13 laws that were said regarding the Nivlat Oftar. Siricha Mahshava. What is Siricha Mahshava? Look at Rashi. He needs Kavana. Litztarif Pachot Mekezai Memena Lashlim Pachot Mekabetza Ochlim Nekabel Tumat Ochlim Bemaga. What does that mean? Which means the person that swallows it has to be a Shi'ur Avei Kezayit. But let's say the nevela was less than a kezayit, and you want to mistarif it with other foods to make it a kezayit. So the deen is you need a machshava. It says over here, shedin zeno gelam b'kesh shadikah nevela she'en ba kezayit. It's tarfa le'ochel achay v'shlima tol shul kabetza. Bemekre ze'ima ochel yiga betumah gon shelet zu yitama ulam rak bemekre shayta kamatol le'echol et nevela ta'of. Aha. Which means, again, what's the machshava? That is, sarich shebe'ali yitkaven le'okhla. You have to have kavana to eat it in order to be considered ochel. Which means, a kabetza is metameh, yes? A kabetza of nevlat of tahor has the ability to be metameh. But only when the guy's mechaven that he wants to eat it. So if I have less than a kabetza, it doesn't metameh, let's say. But I want to mistarip it with another food stuff. So as long as I'm mechaven to eat it, now it's considered ochel. Therefore, it's mistarif with the other ochel to be a kabetza, and therefore it could spread tumah somewhere else. I need to be machshivit, and I want to treat it like ochel. Dainu sarif shebaali yitkaven leuklak kedir sheyachshev ki ochel. Hashem even shedid zenugel lemekri shechatikat nevela sheen ba kezayit. Hetzarfa leochel achay v'shlima oto lishur kabetza. V'ekrezi ima ochel yiga betumah. כגון שרץ, הוא יטמע, אולם רק במקרה שהייתה כוונתו לאכול את נבלת העוף. כלומר, תראי מחשבה for it to receive, אבל לא עושה כזה, אני סתם מקבל תומה. בסוף, אם אתה מסתרף, קבצה, מחשבה, הוא bring it to the ability to be מקבל תומה. Fine, that's the first deal, מחשבה. What's the second deal? ואין צריכה הכשר. Okay, you don't need to, doesn't have to be הכשר, doesn't have to be prepared, the water doesn't have to fall on it to become תמה, and things like that. נבלת עוף תאום, אתה מתמה, אוכלים, אף הפי שהוא עצמה לא הוכשרה לקבל תומה. Which means water didn't fall on it, shedis didn't go on it, it's metameh intrinsically. It doesn't need a hechshed. It itself is metameh. The blood of tahor is metameh the person on its own. If it's a shoot of a kabetza, whatever, it can be metameh ochlim, even though it itself was anukshara. What's the next law? Oh, metameh tumat ochlim bekabetza. Oh, and it's metameh tumat ochlim. Here's the key word we need to know. Which means only when it has a shi'ur of a kabetza. Haticha nevela ena yechola letame ochlim acharim elem ken yesh ba shi'ur kabetza. My love, Rabbi Meir. What did we just say? Rabbi Meir. We said Rabbi Meir, maybe even a
Kezayit can be mitame. But here it's saying in the Braita that there's 13 laws that apply to the Blatov Tor. One of the laws is it's only mitame other foodstuff if it's the Shuravei Kabeza. Also, you just told me that according to Rabbi Meir, even a Kezayit is enough to be mitame. We see over here it's not so. Who told you it's Rabbi Meir? Lord, a banani. It's a banan. They're arguing with Rabbi Meir. He was, what do you mean? Vaketani Resha, Sericha Machshaba, Ve'en Sericha, Echsher, Uman Shamat Lehai Sevara, Rabbi Meir. Says, wait. In the beginning it says you need a machshava to consider it ochel, and it does not need a hechsher to mekabel tuma. Who's that shita? That's Rabbi Meir. Mederesha Rabbi Meir, Sefana Me, Rabbi Meir. Well, what's the way I'm telling the Resha of the Brightness Rabbi Meir? So the Sefa also should be Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, who told you? Bidi Iriya, Hakidita, Hakidita. I'll tell you, the Resha is Rabbi Meir, and the Sefa is the Rabbanan. Gemara says, wait, Ramek Tzari Sefa. We have the end of the Braita. What does it say? Shechitata, umlikatata, umlikata. When you slaughter an oftahor, or you make melika on an oftahor, metaheret terefata metumata. If, let's say, it ended up becoming a terefa, when you slaughtered it, you found that it was a terefa, or you made melika, became a terefa, it doesn't matter. Since you made a legal shechita, it's not called a nevela anymore. Even though it's a terefa, it doesn't matter. The shechita takes it off of a nevela. Nivlat of Tahor means it was slaughtered wrong or just died. Mashiach, if you make a shechita or a milika, even though it was found out to be a terefa, it's not considered nivla. Who holds like that? Man shamati hai sevara, Rabbi Meir. The Quran says, Reisha v'sefer Rabbi Meir umsi'ata Rabbanan. Now it's strange. The beginning is Rabbi Meir, the end is Rabbi Meir, and the middle is Rabbanan. Yeah, in. Yes. Reisha v'sefer Rabbi Meir umsi'ata Rabbanan. But if we have no question from the Braita. Good. So we didn't answer our question. We don't have a question. Therefore, according to the Mimir, it will come out with the Vlat of Tahor. Since it's Mekabel Tum'ah Hamura, it'll even be Metameh Ochlin Bekezayit. Comes the Gemara has another question. Amar Le Rav Menura the Bizera. Menura tells the Bizera, Lo Titiv Akrach. Don't sit down. Don't sit down on your legs. We stay standing. Ada Amarti Haimel Tati, explain this to me. The Vlat of Tal Rabbi Meir, Monim La Rishon Vesheni, or En Monim Rishon Vesheni, according to Rabbi Meir, the Vlat of Tahor, it's Metame another Ochel, it's Metame another Ochel, according to Rabbi Meir, do you count it Rishon Vesheni, or En Monim Rishon Vesheni, or you don't count it Rishon Vesheni? What's the question? Well, I don't know, don't we have levels of Tum'ah? Ava Tum'ah makes a Rishon, and Rishon makes a Sheni. So what's the question according to Rabbi Meir? According to Rabbi Meir, do you count the Vlat of Tahor that when you said it's Metameh Ochel? Oh, so your logic was what? That it's Metameh Bekezayit. It's Metameh Bekezayit. Why? Because since it's Sofol Metameh Bekezayit Bebeta Beli'ah, which is Avatum'ah, so if even Shul Kezayit will be Metameh Ochlin. What does it make to this other Ochlin? Makes it a Rishon? Normally foods become a Sheni. Normally, a Rishon is, what do you call it? Avatumas metame Adam Bekerim. That becomes a Rishon. And then Adam Bekerim metame Ochim to make it a Sheni. But are we going to tell me that since your logic is that since it becomes an Avatumah, so it has a deal of an Avatumah now? And therefore, it'll make what? It'll make the foods a Rishon to make more foods a Sheni? Will it make indeed the foods a Rishon? Look at Rashi. Kolhecha. Often we meet the metame tomato Ochim me'elea bekeza monim bo Rishon me'sheni. Or no? That's the question. Do you treat it as Rishon Vesheni or no? So Gemara says, Amale, kol hechel demetame adam bemaga monim bo Rishon Vesheni. Kol hechel de en metame adam bemaga en monim oto Rishon Vesheni. So Rabbi Unano, he answers it back. He says, any time that the item can metame a person bemaga by touching it, then we count it, then the ochel that touches it becomes a Rishon Vesheni. However, where it's not going to be metameh, the person bemaga in touching, then we don't count the food to make it a Rishon Vesheni. And since, here's the rule, Nivlat of Tahor, when you touch it, he becomes tameh? No. When do you become tameh, Nivlat of Tahor? You swallow it. But since when you touch it, the person doesn't become Tahor, so therefore we do not count it as a Rishon Vesheni in Ochel, that touches it even according to the Bimeir. So what do you count it? Look at Rashi.
כל אחד לא מתמא אדם במגע. אז זה דוזנט אמוני בראשון דגמר משלץ. דכתיב בא מניין ראשון ושני דכתיב, כל השני בתוכו יטמע. דאבי לה כלי ראשון ואוכל שני. Good. So normally let's say you have a sheretz that falls into a keli, there's food in the keli. So it says the sheretz is avatumah. The keli becomes a rishon, and the keli then makes the food a sheni. Why? Because if you touch a sheretz, the sheretz makes you tameh. So therefore, if you touch a sheretz, then it's subject to the laws of rishon v'sheni. Meaning a sheretz went into the keli becomes rishon. The rishon is touching the food becomes a sheni. Why does the rishon v'sheni system work? Because if you touch a sheretz, it becomes tameh. V'nevlat oftar lo mitameh adam b'maga. But the vlat of tahor, if you touch it, it's not going to be mitameh a person. So therefore, what? The vlat of tahor. No, but you told me it's mitameh ochel achayr. It could be means mitameh even in bekezayit. So what level is mitameh on that? Right? He says the vlat of tahor, that according to him, is so strong it's mitameh even in kezayit. שאל רבי המנונה, אם רבי מנוס וגם הוא מטמא אוכלים בכוח של אב התומה. Do we say it has a din of אב התומה? Because a נבלה, נבלת בהמה is מטמא באב התומה. But the חידוש is over here that no, we're not going to treat the רבי מטמא בכזאי, but not as an אב. רבי מטמא as a ראשון. And therefore can make other foodstuffs a שני. Right, it's not, since it's not mitameh adam, benigiyah, it doesn't have a din of an av. It's a lower level. Im ken ha'ochel ishi mitameh ya'asir ishon. V'yachol ha'achanot kona, olay madri bimir shavah bishu, mitameh bishu katan, shakadosh bongo, mi mitameh ila v'koch ha'shashon. That's the answer. Kibra says it's ishon. Shela was this kizayit of a nevela, an av or a ishon? Maybe you'll consider it an av, because already being so strict. You're telling me that since the kezayit is metameh v'etibela avatumah, therefore kezayit is metameh other ochlim, maybe treat it like a chamur, maybe treat it like an avatumah. No, the rule is you only treat something like an avatumah if when you touch it, it can become metameh adam. Like a sheretz, for example. So then sheretz has a rishon, it makes a sheni. Masha'en ken, vlat of tahor, if you touch it, you don't become tameh. Therefore it doesn't have a din of a Av is given a rishon, and therefore if it touches food, it'll become a shini. But that food that touches something else will not become anything. Because a shini cannot make a shilishi by food. But if you consider it an av, the av will make a rishon in the first food, and then we'll make a shini in the second food. Because the answer is, it has the din of a...
And also,
then we make a person as well. If it was av, we make a person. Exactly. No, it's not av even then. No, because the rule is, whatever will not be mitameh a person, it's not mitameh rishon v'sheni. To be an avatumah has to be mitameh a person. And since this stuff is not mitameh a person, it's only mitameh ochlim.
So what's the name of the kibetzah?
You don't need a kibetzah, according to Bimeir. It'll be Meir holds even a kezayit is mitameh ochlim. Normally by foods that are tameh, it has to be a shiur of a kibetzah to be mitameh ad ochlim. But the Hadush of Of Tahor, since we find the kezayit is mitameh bebet abeliyah, so we're going to say even a kezayit is going to be mitameh, Adochi. So the Hadush is, but that Kezai is an Avatuma. It's a Rishonatuma. Ba'amin Rabbi Zidam Rabbi Amin Bar Chaya. Ba'amin Rabbi Amin Bar Kana. The Tanya, like what we learned in the Braita. Chibur Ochlim Al Yedem Mashkin. Chibur the Tum'a Kala. Ve'en Chibur the Tum'a Hamura. Monim Bo Rishon Vesheni. Ve'en Monim Bo Rishon Vesheni. Okay, what's this law over here? Chibur. What's the Chibur? Habur over here is talking about you have, let's say, let's read Rashi, how we're doing it. You have two foods over there that are connected by a liquid in between. Rashi. Habur ochel by the mashkin. Hatzi zayit nevela mikan, ba'atzi zayit nevela mikan. You have half a zayit over here and half a zayit of a nevela. Umashkin tofer ba'emsan. You have wet liquid in between, v'nogeh b'shtehem. Mechaberam letame ochlin umashkin, anukim be'achad mem, enachatzein ha'elu. It combines them to make it a kezayit. And if somebody touches that, it'll become tamen. V'en, so the deal is like this. Chibur ochlim al yedem mashkin. That which we say that the mashkin is mechaberam. Chibur letum'a kala. It's for, we'll call it tum'a kala. Weak tum'a. V'en chibur letum'a hamura. But not for severe tumah. What does that mean? Ve'en chibur tumah hamura letame adam bekelim. But Rashi says v'tamah lo yada'ana. I don't know the reason why, but he's saying when we say mashkim is mechaber, it's only mechaber for a lower level of tuma, but not for the strict. I mean, it can be metameh foodstuffs, but it cannot be metameh severe tuma. So the question is, ochel that touched one of these hatichot, monim bo rishon v'sheni, or en monim bo rishon v'sheni, which means, let's say an animal. We're not talking about off the order of it. We're talking about a regular animal. A regular animal is an ava tuma, by the way. Regular animal, kezait of a regular animal, nevela is metameh be'ava tuma. Okay? So the question is like this. If you have a cluster of kezayit, and it's connected with a mashkin, so therefore now it has a din of a kezayit, so do I say that once it's connected, and I touch one of these items, it'll be tuma hamu, it'll be metameh b'rishon v'sheni. Meaning I'll treat this like an av, and when it touches it becomes a rishon, and subsequently when it touches left, it becomes a sheni. That's the Gemara's question. Or do you say it's too weak, and therefore this item cannot become a avatuma? Well, then you just tell me, chibud uklima idem mashkin, chibud utuma kalam ve'en chibud utuma hamura. You clearly told me that. Hatzi zayit nevela, moneh b'mekom ha'av, hatzi zayit nevela, monach b'mekom ha'av, yesh mashkin b'mekom, שנוגעים בשתי חתיכות, המשכם מחבר אותם, מן השוק חתיכה אחת, ולכן הם מטמאות כמו כל נבלה. אולם, הם אין משוק חתיכה אחת, אלא עניין תומעת אוכלים. אה, that's the point. Which is, they can מטמא תומעה קלה. תומעה קלה means תומעת אוכלים. But they know that they build it to מטמא אדם and כלים. Good. That's תומעה קלה. That תומעה קלה, that you're telling me, that they build it to מטמא, when it has the חיבור, what level do you put it on? Do you put it on the level of of an av, or is it on a lower level? Because Amalek, or Echad, the Metameh Adam Emunim Bo, Rishon V'Sheni, and Metameh Adam Emunim Bo Rishon V'Sheni, like the same answer we learned before. Rule: if you touch it, it's Metameh Adam, then it has a din of an av. But this case will be if you touch the Kezayit of a Nevela, it's not Metameh Adam, and therefore, why? Because we learned it's not Metameh Tuma Hamura. Otpam, if you touch a regular Kezayit of a Nevela, you Tameh. By the way. Regular nevlat be'ema, you touch it, you tameh. But since this is ayideh chibur, and ayideh chibur, we said there's no tumah hamura, it's not metameh adam, so therefore, wherever it's not metameh adam, it doesn't have a din of adam. And if there's no din of rishon v'sheni, finish. Like the answer we said above, that's the basic rule. An item can only become an item is only considered an adat tumah legabe ochlin, if it will be metameh adam v'kelim b'negi'ah. If it's not metameh adam v'kelim b'negi'ah, we don't treat it as a din of an av legabe ochlin, as a din of a rishon. Okay, now we go back. That's the end of the tumah stuff. Now we go back to the law of HaMishnah. We go back to some easier concepts. We learned in HaMishnah, you're taking out the parim and the serafim. So you take it out of the azara. So when you take it out of the azara, the people that take it out of the azara are tameh. Right? The begadim become tameim. Once you take it outside the azara, and the people that are inside are not tameh until they go outside. The guys in the back, right? As they're going out. So it says, Yetzu elu velu. Now once they all go out, everybody becomes tameh. Now give us a minute. How do we know this law over here that the people that carry the, what do you call it, the parim outside the azara, how do we know they become tameh? That the begadim become tameh? How do we know this law? Stam, source. How do you know that the people that carry these parim and serafim, they go outside, they become tameh? So Yomana says, I'll show you. It says, Lehalan, by a pod that a Kohen Gadol brings. And the pod, Yalim Davan Shel Sibur. It says, Hu Omer, Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot. Okay, the third one, Lehalan, Hu Omer, Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot. That means outside of Yerushalayim. And Kan, by pod B'Sishim Kippurim, it says, the Machane Achat. It says, Lovale, Thank you much, Yaseh, Chutz L'Machane Achat, B'Tameh B'Gadim. Exactly. Which means, make up your mind. It says by one of the parim alim davash sibur, or parshel kohen gadol, it says, well, you gotta go three machanot, take it out three machanot all the way outside of Yerushalayim to burn it. But by parim kibbutim, it says, take it out one. We know the laws are the same, by the way. So why does it say, take it out three machanot over here, and it says, only take it out one over here? And it teaches me that there's different laws. The law of the three teaches me that what? That you gotta burn it outside of three. But once you take it out of one, there's going to be tumah already. Once you take it out of the azara, it's going to be tameh. Two different laws. There's the law of taking it out of one, and there's laws of taking it to the three machanot. The three machanot is the gabeh, burning it. The taking it out of the first machanot is the gabeh, tumah. The ones taking it out of the machanot rishon, meaning the azara, the tumah comes in the prayer. That's, otherwise you have a stira. Make up your mind. We know all the laws that you burn it outside three machanot. So why does it say why the parim kippurim, well, you take it out of one? You don't take it out of one, you take it out of three, like the other one. And once you take it out of one, this is a inyan of tumat, begadi. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. It's Rashi's going to begin a haki garsina. You see Rashi hag? Haki garsina. Now, Allah natanu ten lahim shalosh machanot. Vekan machane ahat. Yimkeh nama ne'emar el mechus lamachane. Lama lecha. Kivan sheyatzah hos lamachane. Ahat metameim begadim. Like we said. It's in Torah Kohanim. Gabe parim kipurim dichtiv. Vepar achatat v'sina achatat shluva. וכמתנה טענה אמר להם פער העדה וכל מה שאתה נותן להם מקום שריפתן הולכת שלוש מחנות. So make your mind, is it three or is it one? Three for this, one for that. והיא גופה מן הלן. So by the way, who told you three? I mean, you told me as a fact. We know it's three. Who told you three? So I was going to prove it. How do you know three מחנות? נתנו לבנן. והוציא את כל הפער אל מחוץ למחנה. Okay, when it says you take the pár, Parim Nisrafim, that's a par Kohen Gadol, let's say. You take it out of the Mahaneh. Mahaneh is only one, yes? He says, no, it's not. Chutz Shalosh Mahanot. It says, no, Chutz Mahaneh, you know, three Mahanot. Ata Omer, Chutz Shalosh Mahanot, Enu Ela, on Mahaneh Ahat. Kishu Omer be par Aida. We have another par. That's par Enem Davash Sibur. What does it say by there? It says, Mechutz Mahaneh. Take it out of Chutz Mahaneh. She'en Sarich Lomar. You don't have to tell me you take it out of the Mahaneh Shari Kevan Neymar Kashir Saraf et Parah Rishon. You tell me that the law of Pari Alem is like the part of a Kohen. Whatever you did to the first one, do to this one. So why do you have to tell me in Mahaneh Shari Kevan Neymar Kashir? That's extra. Wherever you did that one, you do this one. Elah is coming to tell you an extra one. Elah is coming to tell you, tell them Mahaneh Shaniya. To come and tell you that's the second Mahaneh. So you have one Mahaneh written by Pari Alem, Papar Kohen Gadol. And then you have another Mahaneh Shari that's written by a פארי עליהם דבר של סיבור, זה עצום מחנות. כשהוא אומר, מחוץ למחנה, בדשן. אוקיי, אבל לא. It says, every day you have to take, every day. Whenever you have an overload of dishin, of ashes, that are on the mizbeach, you have to take it out. You have to take it out. So it says, where did you take out the dishin? You took it in the place where they burnt the pot and the pot and the vashas sibur and the pot of the kohen. So it says, כשהוא אומר, מחוץ למחנה, it says that what? That you take it out, Mechutz Lamachane. Now, why does it have to say Mechutz Lamachane by dishin? She'en sadik lomar. She'ari kevar ne'mar al shefech ha-dishin yisaref. Which means, already we know that the place of the place that you take the ashes, what does it say? It says by Parim Nisrafim. It says by Parim Nisrafim. Where do you take the parim and safim? El makom shefech adeshin, in the place where you put the ashes. So we know that already. So why, by the case when it's talking about putting the ashes out, it says el mechutz lamachaneh. You don't have to tell me el mechutz lamachaneh. We know already wherever you're putting the parim and safim, that's where the ashes are. In the commendation it says. So why by dish does it say Mechutz Lamachaneh? Don't tell me Mechutz Lamachaneh. That's extra. I know where it is. It's the place where the Parim Nisrafim are. Ela, to come and tell me, they tell the Mechaneh Shilishit. To come and give me the third Mechaneh. So basically it says in Mechutz Lamachaneh three times. It says it once by Kohen Gadol. It says one time by Parim and Nisrafim for Hedem Devash Sibur. And one time by the Deshin. So it says in Mechutz Lamachaneh. So basically I say, what are you talking about? Why do you have to tell me in Mechutz Lamachaneh by the first one? You don't have to tell me. The first one is tell me Mahane Ahat. Second one is tell me Mahane Shniya. Third one is tell me Mahane Shlishit. Look at Rashi. She tells you all this clearly. Look at Rashi. If so, why did Emar Mechutz Lamachane? Nanyan Tuma Begadim. Dichtiv Bekalom Malkar Kevin. No, that's not the next one. Mechutz Lamachane Badeshin. Votsat Adeshin Amizbeya. Wait, you're talking about taking the ashes off the Mizbeya. Votsit Adeshin Mechutz Lamachane. She ain't Tabu Damar. אין מלמד כלום. You don't have to tell me מחוץ למחנה. דנה ידענה אל מחוץ למחנה מוציאן אותו. לפנים מסחפים בשפך הדשן. I know where you take the שפך הדשן. I know you take it to the same place of the פנים מסחפים. So what do you have to tell me מחוץ למחנה? And tell me another מחנה. So אל מחוץ למחנה three times, tell me you take it all the way out. ורבי שמעון, oh, now what did רבי שמעון say? רבי שמעון, if you remember now, המשנה said, you don't get tame when you take it out. The Tumah begins when you start to burn it. Oh, so according to him, what does it do with these Mechutz Lamachaneh?
Because you're learning over there. Which, we had a drasha. One time it says three, one time it says one. It's all three for burning and one for tumah. But according to Rabbi Shimon, let's say there's no one for tumah. The tumah begins at the time of the burning of the parim and safim. So what do you do with that il mahus tamachaneh? That's mashma only one. So Gemara says, "Rabbi Shimon, I'm Husam Machane, my Amid there. Beveil lechtetan, Rabbi Yezer Omer, Neimar kan Husam Machane. It says by Parim Kippurim, Husam Machane. Neimar lehalan, it says by Parah Aduma, Husam Machane. Ma lehalan, Hus Shalosh Machanot, Af kan Hus Shalosh Machanot. Ma lehalan, the Mizracha Shel Yerushalayim, Af kan the Mizracha Shel Yerushalayim. Chedush. He makes a Gezerah Shava. It says by Parah Aduma." El mechusta machane, and it says by parim kipurim el mechusta machane. So I learned a gezerah shiva. I said like this, just like parim and nisrafim that says el mechusta machane, it means three machanot. Because I don't mean three machanot from the other pesukim. So therefore, so to my parah aduma, you have to burn it outside of three machanot, all the way outside of Yerushalayim. And just like parah aduma, where do you burn it? The eastern side of Yerushalayim. So to by the parim and nisrafim, you do it on the eastern side. So therefore, I make a gezerah shiva between. This il mechusta machane to the parah aduma il mechusta machane. To teach me what? To teach me hadush to parah aduma and to teach me to parim esafim. To hadush to parah aduma is what the parah aduma is also three machanot. And what's the hadush that I learned from parah aduma? Ma parah aduma be mizrach in the eastern side. So to parim esafim is burned on the eastern side. So therefore, he doesn't need that il mechusta machane for tuma. Adriba, tuma is not mechutz. Tuma is at the time of the burning. Tell me where I burn the parim and the srafim on the side of the mizrah. But according to the rabbis, where do you burn the parim and the srafim? Which means according to the rabbis that use el mechutz tamachaneh for a derashah to teach me tuma, where do they know which side they burn the para, the parim and the srafim, which direction? Kidatanya, hechad nisrafim, where they burn the sfon Yerushalayim. Ah, they hold in the northern side, chutz the shalosh machanot. Why northern side? Because since these are hataot, where do you do the service of the hatat in the azara normally? On the northern side, the sfon. So therefore, even when you take it out, it's logical to say that you can do it on the, where you did it, on the northern side, or you did it on the eastern side. Now, Rabbi Yosef Gili omit abet adeshin srafim. No chedush. Rabbi Yosef Gili says that you have to slaughter the or burn the parim srafim on the place of the deshin, meaning on the place where the ashes, not in the same place, mamash on the ashes itself. And the ashes itself. Well, I told you when there's extra ashes on the mizbeah, what do you have to do? You take them outside of Yerushalayim. So the Hadush of Rabbi Yossi is not only on the northern side, that he agrees with, but the place where you burn it has to be ashes there. There has to be ashes over there. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Mantana de Padik Ali de Rabbi Yossi Gilili. Who's the rabbi that argues on Rabbi Yossi Gilili? So you don't have to do it on the ashes. Rabbi Eliyaz bin Yaakovi, the Tanya, Al Shefek Hadeshin Yisarif. Now, the Pasuk says, where do you burn the Parim and the Srafim? Al Shefek Hadeshin. What does Shefek Hadeshin mean? On the place where you spill the ashes. She is Hamdeshin. Simple, that dish has to be there. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer shem mekom meshupach. He learns that the place that you burn the parim and srafim has to be a slanted place. Mishefek addition means a place, if you would put ashes there, they would slide down. But now there has to be ashes over there. That's hadush. So does it mean shefek addition mamash? Or does it mean no? Shefek makom sheim yasim deshen yishapech. Amar Abaye gama bemkomo meshupach peligim. Who told you to learn the machloka like that? Maybe the machloka is vaday you have to have ashes over there. That's not the machloka. The machloka only is over there that the makom of the serifah does have to be on a slanted place or not. Which means, could be everybody holds have to have ashes. The machloka does have to be a straight place or a slanted place. But who says So you have no da'aya. You want to say, who's the rabbi that argues on the B.O.C.? Oh, the argument is the B.O.C. Because clearly it says Shefek Adeshin, Makom Meshupach. Also, you told me Makom Meshupach means slanted without ashes. Who told you? Maybe it's slanted with ashes. And the Makom Meshupach has to be a slanted place or not. There's no Raya. And Rabbanan, Hasoref Metame Begadim. Okay. The guy who burns the Parah Aduma, not Parah Aduma, the Parim Nisrafim, according to the Bishimon, his garments become Tame. Zegra the Azara. They make Shaitan the Azara. Then they take it out of the Azara. Tanakama says, Vitiya. Rabbi Shimon says, Misrefa.
So now we're going according to Darbanam. Hasorev metame begadim. Good. Velo matzit taur metame begadim. Oh, not the one that lit the fire. I mean, the one that lights the match and sets up the one that's actually there at the burning. Not even the one that sets up the fire, the logs, and all the preparations. What's considered soref? At the time of the burning, the guy that's helping at the time of the burning. Not the one that set up the fire, not the one that lit the match. Mamash working at the time. Yachol af mishenasu efen mitame begadim. Let's say it became ashes already, and some guy comes along now and starts helping in the process. Tamu domar otam mitameim begadim umshenasim efen mitameim begadim. Once they become ashes, it's not the meat anymore. It's not otam. Therefore, it's not mitame. Rabbi Shimon omer otam mitameim begadim nitacha basar mitameim begadim. He says a different shot. He says, yes, meat is metameh, the time of the burning. But once the meat becomes decomposed, melted, literally, that's what before became ashes. Scorched or things like that, then already does not become metameh. So the Gemara asks, my benayu, what's the difference? The first rabbi says ashes. The second rabbi says melted, decomposed. It's the same thing. No, it's not the same thing. Amar Abba, ika benayu deshavyeh harucha. If you made it scorched, that's going to be the nafkamina, which means charred.
Right.
According to the rabbi that says ashes, it's not ashes. Therefore, if a guy comes along at that point where it's charred, it's burnt, and still works on the b'sirifa, he'll become tameh. But according to the Bishimon, no, once it's charred, then already it's considered like it's ashes. No, it doesn't have to be ashes, no. It's considered as if it's not basar anymore, and therefore, it will not be metameh. So therefore, you have three shitot of it. You have shita that says tuma happens at the yitziyah. You have shita that says tuma happens starting at the fire. Now the question: how long? So it says if one shita says from the beginning of making the fire until ashes, which is a longer time, and the one says no, the tuma only stays. The only tuma only is involved from the time of the fire until it becomes charred. Anybody that comes after that, it's not going to be a tuma.